Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 22 of the Minor Prophets. Today we begin our study of Micah, and our devotion today is titled, The Word of the Lord. John L. McKay once said, Micah's name stands for Jehovah, or Yahweh, the personal name of the covenant God of Israel. God was speaking to His people, and Micah was the herald proclaiming the message of the sovereign King. Our text for today is Micah chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, you peoples, all of you, pay attention, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from His holy temple. For behold, the Lord is coming out of His place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains will melt under Him, and the valleys will split open like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap in the open country, a place for planting vineyards, and I will pour down her stones into the valley and uncover her foundations. All her carved images shall be beaten to pieces. All her wages shall be burned with fire. And all her idols I will lay waste, for from the fee of a prostitute she gathered them, and to the fee of a prostitute they shall return. For this I will lament and wail. I will go stripped and naked. I will make lamentation like the jackals, and mourning like the ostriches. For her wound is incurable, and it has come to Judah. It has reached to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all in Beth-la-Aphrah. Roll yourselves in the dust. Pass on your way, inhabitants of Shaphir, in nakedness and shame. The inhabitants of Zanan do not come out. The lamentation of Beth-Ezel shall take away from you its standing place. For the inhabitants of Maroth wait anxiously for good, because disaster has come down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. Harness the steeds to the chariots, inhabitants of Lachish. It was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for in you were found the transgressions of Israel. Therefore, you shall give parting gifts to Moresheth-Gath. The houses of Achzib shall be a deceitful thing to the kings of Israel. I will again bring a conqueror to you, inhabitants of Mershah. The glory of Israel shall come down to Adullam. Make yourselves bald and cut off your hair for the children of your delight. Make yourselves as bald as the eagle, for they shall go from you into exile. Micah was a small-town prophet assigned the large-scale task of preaching to the northern and southern kingdoms when they were both at crucial crossroads. God gave Micah clarity about what was taking place with God's people and where it was leading. Micah 1:1 begins with, "The word of the Lord that came to Micah." Similar phrasing occurs 242 times in the Old Testament, and in almost every instance, it refers to a prophetic revelation from God. Everything that Micah prophesies comes straight from God. In a time when everyone had an opinion about the future of God's people, only one voice mattered, and it was that voice of the Lord. Not only did Micah hear the word of the Lord, but he saw how it concerned Samaria and Jerusalem. That's from Micah 1, verse 1. It is one thing to hear what someone says. It is another to understand the message they are seeking to convey. Micah saw how God's word applied to his day and what that meant for the southern and northern kingdoms. When Micah heard God's voice and saw what it meant, he boldly communicated the message to God's people. Micah's introduction tells us that Micah received his message in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. John McKay writes, "This is vital information for us. It enables us to locate Micah's message historically. In this way, we can better understand what God was saying through his prophetic herald to the people of his own day. But more importantly, when we see similar circumstances occurring today, it allows us to work out what God's message is for us. He does not change. His attitude to man's behavior and his remedy for man's situation has always been the same. It is therefore not only legitimate, but also necessary for each generation to apply the word of the Lord to its own time. In that way, our perception of what is happening around us will be improved. And it may be that we will respond in time to the warnings that God's word still conveys to us." After the introduction, Micah 1 is divided into two sections: the bad news of the coming destruction, found in verses 2 through 7, and the prophet's response, found in verses 8 through 16. The Holman Old Testament commentary sums up the prophecy against God's people. God calls his people to court to hear the indictment against them. Their sins center in the capital cities of Samaria and Jerusalem, where false political and religious leaders have wounded the people of God through misuse of the sacrificial system and false prophecies, and through economic policies that strip the poor of their possessions. Thus, an enemy will conquer God's people, but God will eventually lead them back home. Micah reacts with incredible emotion to God's announcement of Israel's demise. Warren Wiersbe writes about Micah's response. "The prophet responded to God's message by acting like a grieving man at a funeral." You can see verse 8 for that. He was genuinely burdened because of what would happen to his people if they didn't heed God's word and turn from their sin. We must be very careful and aware of the dangers of sin and rebellion against God. Sin spreads like an incurable disease. God's judgment results from the spread of sin and rebellion. What needs to be heard and seen is the word of God. Some questions to consider. How important is it to hear God's word so that you can actually see or understand it? How is Micah's clear understanding of God's word seen in chapter 1? What does Micah's lament say about the seriousness of the coming judgment and his concern for God's people? In what ways is Micah's prophecy relevant to today's culture? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.